Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith. My name is Tracy, and I'm going to be your host today, and we are going to be talking about what we're going to call twin fruits, kindness and goodness, the fruits that change everything. And so welcome back if you are not a regular listener. Welcome to Fostering Faith. We are here to walk with you on your faith journey. And if you are continued follow-up guests, we welcome you and we hope that your week is going great. And so let's get real honest and get to the root of what we're talking about today. And we're going to be talking about the two fruits of the Spirit that absolutely walk hand in hand, which is kindness and goodness. And so if you've not listened to the last couple of episodes, we are walking through each fruit of the Spirit. And so now listen, these are just not quote unquote be nice Christian rules. These aren't don't be rude or smile at your strangers kind of vibes. These are Holy Spirit fruits that show up when God actually gets down into the soil of your heart and starts rearranging things. Kindness and goodness are not just random personal traits. They are evidence. They're receipts. Proof of the Holy Spirit is alive and active in your life. And so walk with me, because today we're going to be diving deep, learning, hopefully letting the Holy Spirit tap on a few areas where we can all grow. And so let's dive into it. And so what is the fruit of the Spirit really? And so Galatians 5:22 through 23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Notice something. Paul doesn't say the fruits of the Spirit are, he says fruit singularly. And so, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Meaning, you don't get to pick and choose which ones you're naturally good at. It isn't like a spiritual buffet. This is one fruit with nine flavors. If the Spirit is working in you, you get all nine and they begin to grow. And today we're going to be looking at the two that get overlooked, but I think are absolutely essential for everyone who wants to be more spiritually mature. And so let's break it down. And so let's get back to the words like adults in Bible class. And so if not, I love learning new things. And so if we can talk like we were at a coffee table, because that's what fostering faith is. It's just us not walking through seminary, but it's about us learning, you know, life together. And so I promise that what we're going to talk about is easy to understand. And so kindness. And so what is it? What does that word mean? And so it's compassion that moves. It's not a vibe. It's not a feeling. It's not, oh, you poor thing. It means your heart bends towards people instead of away from them. It's mercy in action. It's gentleness in motion. It's emotionally awareness of what's shaped by the Holy Spirit. And we have goodness. This is not, quote, be a good person. This word means moral courage, integrity, spiritual backbone, the willingness to do what is right, even when it's uncomfortable, unpopular, or requests and makes you sacrifice. And so here's what it is. Kindness equals a soft heart, and goodness is a strong spine. One blesses, one protects, one comforts, and one confronts. So if we put them together, that's where you are looking at Jesus. Not religious, not fake, not forced. Real, compassionate, strong, righteous, and loving. And so kindness that looks like Jesus. And so let's talk about the kindness actually looks like. And so because kindness isn't, don't yell at people. Kindness isn't, I held the door open. Kindness is Jesus seeing people when no one else did. Jesus and the woman that caught in adultery, he didn't shame her. He didn't expose her. He defended her dignity and he lifted her up. And if you don't know the story, this woman was caught in adultery. And so she was dragged out in front of everybody. And by that common law, they were going to stone her. And so he was like, for any of you people. And he started writing in things in the sand. And no one really knows what he was writing in the sand, whether the people that were around her, whether he was writing their sins in the sand or their names or what they did or whatever. No one really knows, but we just know that he was writing something in the sand. And then he says, for those who have not sinned, throw the first stone. And everybody walked away. Because none of us are perfect. We are all the same messed up people that he chose to die for. And so the woman that was caught in adultery is no different than what you have done and what I have done. A sin is a sin. And so you have Jesus and Zacchaeus. Everyone hated this dude. Everyone hated his Zacchaeus. And Jesus said, I'm coming to your house. That's kindness. Jesus feeding 5,000. He saw their hunger. He saw their need. And scripture says he had compassion on them. Kindness is love with legs. It moves. It sees. It steps into someone's moment and brings the heart of God with them. Kindness is not weakness. Kindness is Christ-like. And we're talking about this in class last week. And so it's about having faith with action. And so we can know all of these things. But if people are not seeing these things, our faith in action, our faith in what we are reading in scripture, and we're not living this stuff out, then what is the point? There is no point in you sitting in hours and hours and hours at reading scripture and memorizing it if you're not going to act it out. If people can't see your fruit, then how do we know what you're growing? What tree are you coming from? And so it's just so important that we are living out what scripture says, that we are kind like Christ is. Now, are we going to be perfect? No, we are human. And there was only one guy that was perfect. And he's the guy that died for us. He's the guy that says, I'm going to take all of this and I'm going to die for you. And so you can have eternal life. That's the guy that we're trying to measure up to. And we're going to miss the mark because he was perfect and we are not. But he gives us scripture. He gives us the Holy Spirit to be more like him. And so we move on to goodness, the spiritual backbone. And so now goodness is this Christians don't talk enough about. Goodness isn't be a good girl. Goodness isn't don't get in trouble. Goodness is courageous righteousness. Joseph resisted Potiphar's wife, not because he was scared, but because he valued God's standards. Daniel prayed with the windows open, even if it would have cost him his life. Jesus cleansed the temple. Kindness held babies and goodness flipped tables. Goodness is strength and integrity that refuses to bend or bow to sin, culture, pressure, or convenience. Goodness says, I love you enough to tell you the truth. I love God enough to obey him even when I don't feel like it. I love my calling enough to keep my character clean. Goodness is a holy backbone. And so how do they work together? And so this is where it gets beautiful, because kindness without goodness becomes compromise, and goodness without kindness becomes cruelty. So we need both. Kindness says, come here. Goodness says, let's grow. Kindness says, you're loved, while goodness says, Let's walk in truth. Kindness is how Jesus touched the leper. Goodness is how Jesus confronted the Pharisees. A believer with kindness and goodness becomes gentle enough to restore, strong enough to confront, and compassionate enough to care, and courageous enough to stand. And that's spiritual maturity. This is Christ-likeness. And so let's make it practical. You know, I'm not going to leave you with something theological and no real life steps to take. And so here's kindness on a Tuesday. Encouraging that coworker that everyone else avoids. Choosing tone instead of tension. Letting an offense die instead of feeding it. Asking, how can I pray for you? But actually doing it. That it drives me insane. Oh, I'll pray for you. If you say you're literally going to take their request to God, please do it. Don't do the, you know, Christianese or fake whatever. Don't be a faker. Actually be a follower. If you tell someone that you're going to pray for them, do it. Mean it. Listening without planning your response. These are things that you could do every day to show that kindness that he has shown to us. And here's what goodness could look like in real life. Walking away from gossip. Keeping your character stable when emotions are unstable. Saying, I can't be a part of that. Standing for the truth with humility and not pride. Raising your kids to love Jesus more than they love culture. And I know that Gia could just puke. As many oftentimes that I have said, is that kingdom standards? Is that heaven standards? Or is that earthly standards? Because we don't want to settle for where we don't belong. We don't belong here. We are citizens of heaven. If you have chosen Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we are citizens of heaven. We are not citizens here on earth. We are just here for a vapor of time, and we get to spend eternity at home. And so kindness is empathy. Goodness is integrity. If you are the same Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I don't get a different version of you at the office that I do with you at church, that I do with you on the court. Integrity. Be that same kind of person. Both are fruit. Both are supernatural. And both require Jesus. And so why does this matter today? Why are we talking about fruit of the Spirit? Why does it even matter what the Bible says? And let's be real. We live in a world that is snappy, offended, sarcastic, impatient, self-centered, and loud. Everybody is mad, everybody is tired, and everybody is reacting. But the Holy Spirit is rising up a generation that doesn't bend in with that noise. We rise above it. And if I could say anything about the youth, that they are so on fire for Christ. And it is a generation that I really feel like there's just going to be a huge move with her faith and everything like that. And so we are not called to be louder. We are called to be brighter. You are the shine in someone's darkness. And you can shine brighter when you walk in kindness that heals, character that stands, and compassion that reaches, and courage that obeys. These two fruits show the world God more clearly than a sermon will ever preach. Your life is a sermon. You, the way that you live and you call yourself a Christian and that you follow Christ, you are a walking billboard for God. And so it really is just so important that we look at how kindness is intentional mercy, that God wasn't kind because he avoided conflict. He was kind because his heart was full of compassion. You know, we had the lady at the well. We had Zacchaeus. We had the woman that had adultery. He fed the 5,000. Kindness isn't about being polite. Kindness is see a need and move. I think there's a movie like Robots, See a Need, Fill a Need. And kindness is spiritual awareness. Kindness is emotional intelligence formed by the Holy Spirit. Kindness is choosing mercy when irritation would be a lot easier. If patience says, hold still, kindness says, reach out. And goodness doesn't mean that you're a people pleaser. It means that you're morally anchored. Goodness is when Joseph walked and refused to do anything with Potiphar's wife. Goodness is whenever Daniel stood and prayed in front of the window and said, I don't care who sees me worshiping my God. Kindness says, I care about you. And goodness says, I care enough about you to not watch you self-destruct. And working them together is so important. It's about being gentle but firm. It's about being comforting but yet correcting. And so it's really about putting them all together and looking at how we can be a fruit of the Spirit and letting our vine be connected to God, and so we can grow and we can mature. And you can't fake fruit. You can't manufacture it. You can't try harder to be kind or good. The fruit grows whenever you stay in the Word, whenever you pray, whenever you are obedient to whatever He says, and that you stay fully surrendered and staying connected to God. The branch doesn't try to produce fruit. It just stays connected to the vine. And whenever you're connected to Him, God will produce that fruit. And so we hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. We hope that this is bringing you encouragement and knowledge and wisdom, and that it makes you so interested. And I hope that this makes you thirsty to go read Galatians and to pray about it and asking Him, hey, what are my fruits that are kind of withered? What fruits need to grow? What can I do to be better? And so we would love to pray for you guys. And so, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for yesterday. Lord, I pray that we grow in kindness. I pray that you grow kindness in us, real kindness, Jesus-like kindness, kindness that sees people, that reaches people, that blesses people, the goodness in us to give us strength and courage and purity and conviction and the ability to stand when no one else does. Make us more like you. Let us live our lives as a reflection of your heart. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, friends, and we are so excited to continue to walk in kindness this week. Go walk in goodness this week and show the world what happens when the Holy Spirit actually takes a hold of your character. And we hope that this message encouraged you. If you know someone that's struggling, send it to them. Show up every week for these episodes. Like it, make a comment. And we hope that this helps foster your faith. Until next time, stay rooted, stay surrendered, and stay on fire. We love you guys. Bye.